saying hello to listeners on WSCS, WMNB, and WLSL. This is DJ Frederick, and you found the Radio Thrift Shop. Light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-track tapes, cassettes, CDs, and more. We're digging deep into musical delights from the past century of recorded sound.
Thank you. Thank you. was a boy. A very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, and very wise was he. Then one day, a magic day, he passed my way, and we spoke of many things, bulls and kings. This he said to me, greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return.
From 1969, the British band Accolade, with a cover of Eden Abbez's Nature Boy. Accolade is one of those kind of lesser-known groups. It featured Eden Abba on bass, Brian Questwell on woodwinds, Gordon Giltrap on guitar, Ian Hoyle on drums, and Don Partridge on guitar. Nature Boy, great tune here on the Radio Thrift Shop. And before that, we heard a privately pressed lounge album by a band called 4UM with their version of the seminal Scarborough Fair. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the non-commercial sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop. If you're new to the Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. I've been broadcasting this show since 2011. I don't do a whole lot of announcing. It's all about music and discovery. And sometimes there's an overarching theme to the hour, and sometimes it's a free-form journey. And that's what we've got today, a potpourri of sound, here on the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be right back. General Lee, from a 45 released on the Lost Weekend label back in 1980. That was Magic, Part 2. Before that, Larry Coryell and the 11th Hour, great tune called The Funky Waltz. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire. I'm celebrating 22 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. Now you can listen to us online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. That's when the Thrift Shop opens for your musical pleasure. That sounded really non-professional, and it's supposed to.
We're in the village of Karanos in northwestern Crete. It's late in the evening, and most of the villagers have gone home after celebrating their annual cherry harvest festival. But for some of the men of Karanos, the evening is just getting started. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. It's often the custom after a festival for the men of Crete to gather in a local tavern to sing. I'm told that there are hundreds of songs and that some of them go back to the 18th century, if not before. They're called Residica. Babis Konstantinakis was born in Karanos. He works nearby in the city of Chania, but he returns to his home village every weekend.
Residica means songs from the roots of the mountain. So we have a few old people who continue to sing these songs and to keep this tradition. And this is the most valuable heritage that we carry here.
One man will begin a stanza of song, and the rest of the company is obliged to repeat it. The lyrics are partly fixed, partly improvised. Here's a sample. When tears flow, they fall onto my chest to discover what is in my heart and if it is telling the truth. On the outdoor patio of the tavern, there are about a dozen men singing these songs, eating, drinking, and carrying on all night long. In fact, they're still singing when the first rays of sun light the morning. From the village of Karanos on the island of Crete, I'm Jim Metzner. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation.
You're listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Beauty is drifting into your mind. Recall.
J.A.M. with World Peace Club Mix from 1996, released on a 12-inch vinyl single. Before that, we heard the Gordian Knot with the Year of the Sun. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring Science and the Sea. In Greek mythology, Hades was the underworld, the dark realm of the dead. And that seemed like a good description of the deepest parts of the ocean. They're dark, and until fairly recently, were thought to be lifeless. So scientists called the region below about 20,000 feet the Hadal Zone, after Hades. It turns out, though, that the Hadal Zone is a lot livelier than expected. Biologists have discovered more than 400 species there, fish, shellfish, worms, snails, and others. They've also found thriving colonies of microorganisms in the sediments. The Hadal Zone encompasses only a tiny fraction of the ocean floor, and it's not all connected. Instead, it consists of 46 troughs and trenches, depressions that are up to about 7 miles deep. So life can be different in different parts of the Hadal Zone. All of it faces some of the most extreme conditions on the planet. The temperature is near freezing, for example, and the pressure is hundreds of times greater than at the surface. Yet life has adapted to those conditions. The deepest known fish, a pink snailfish at about 27,000 feet, doesn't have an air bladder to control its depth, for example, and its cells contain enzymes that help it survive the pressure. Life has been found in even the deepest trench, the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific Ocean. And so has evidence of human influence, high levels of pollution in living organisms, and even trash sitting on the bottom, relics from the land of light in the underworld. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice. Or even once. All of the shows are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. You can find the group on Facebook. It's called Free Radio Skybird. Go figure. Or you can contact me by email at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. I'd love to take your musical obsessions and play them on the airwaves.
Summer days are golden. Reminders of a distant age, and life was nothing but the games we played, and an hour in love was an hour we waste, chasing dreams and butterflies. Watching the words slip by, and there was nothing that we couldn't buy with our smiles and our full-on cries. Ooh, summer days. Ooh, summer days. Seeking for an inner power,
The voyage of the crystal bird, the journey through the night. Thank you.
The Arthur Lyman Group from 1961 and Yellow Bird. Before that, Ginger Root with Wichita Lineman. Prior to that, Constantine from his 2015 LP Day of Light. We heard Voyage of the Crystal Bird. And we started off with a band called White Feather and Summer Days Golden Haze from 1983. Well, this is DJ Frederick, revving up the time machine. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for taking this journey. I'll be back next week with another program of who knows what, depending on what kind of mood I'm in, and we'll see what I'm playing then. Until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.